In Haines, the borough assembly has decided to wait until the state finalizes legislation before taking any action on local rules on marijuana use and sales. But some residents aren't waiting on the legislature. KHNS's Emily Files talked to a marijuana grower in Haines who wants to set up a cannabis exchange.
Oh, that's okay. You can go ahead and answer it if you want.
That's okay. Dean Laurie's phone has been ringing constantly since he posted an ad on the Haines community website titled Cannabis Exchange. In it, he says, with Measure 2, we now have a great and legal way to exchange marijuana strains. He proposes getting local pot growers together to try out each other's product.
5, 6, 7,
whoa.
8, 9.
When I talked to Laurie last Friday, it had been about 24 hours since he posted the ad. More than 20 people had called him about it. Laurie sees the cannabis exchange as a way to get pot growers and smokers together to share their experiences.
I just saw this as a way to get, you know, just break the ice and say, hey, people, we don't have to hide indoors. We don't have to look when the cops drive by. We don't have to spray air freshener when they show up at the door.
Laurie, who goes by the nickname Bear, grows 6 plants in his own home. You can tell when you walk in the door. The smell of marijuana permeates the place. Laurie's son is in the kitchen, trimming one of the plants. Laurie shows me into the small, brightly lit room where he grows a strain of pot called Quirkle.
I average about maybe 3/4 of an ounce or an ounce of actual usable pot.
Laurie says he smokes pot for medicinal reasons. He estimates he smokes about 1 ounce of it a week. He also uses it in smoothies. With 6 plants, Laurie says he's only able to provide pot for himself and one other medical marijuana user. He thinks a cannabis exchange could help inform people who have negative views of marijuana.
And I want people that don't smoke, people that don't get high, that are scared, come and see with your own 2 eyes. You could take a drink, take a bite, or take a hit. You're not going to die from it, but then you could speak from an experience.
Laurie says there wouldn't be any money involved with the exchange.
If you bring a couple of nugs, I'm going to give you a couple of nugs.
Okay.
We're just trading pot. We're just exchanging pot. There's no money to be exchanged.
What about people who don't have pot?
I'll give them a nug. Come by. I'll give you a nug. You know, I have no problem sharing a joint with you.
Laurie says he's consulted a lawyer to make sure this kind of exchange is legal. Juneau District Attorney James Scott said in an email that he can't answer whether the exchange would be legal until the close of the legislative session. Haines Police Chief Bill Musser didn't comment on the legality of it, but referred KHNS to the state statute.
But I'm not waiting for the legislature, I can assure you of that, because what I want to do has nothing to do with retail sales. It has nothing to do with wholesale growing. That's all going to be left up to other people. My whole thing is community oriented, nonprofit.
Laurie sees a cannabis exchange as a precursor to something bigger. He wants to start a community garden where people pay for plots to grow their own marijuana plants. Laurie calls Haines the pot smokingest town he knows. He says the approximately 63% of Haines voters that supported Measure 2 shows that.
That means that every single person in this community has somebody in their circle of people that they love that are smoking pot.
Laurie says in the week since he posted the cannabis exchange ad, the response has been unbelievable. He says he's heard from a number of people who are interested in learning more about growing their own marijuana plants. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.